USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a 7-year-old girl in Houston is shot and killed while riding in her family's car on the 30th of December, her mother later says of the person who pulled the trigger,
"His conscience is finally going to get to him. After he see my child's face go across this TV so many times, he's going to turn himself in."
Now, early today, the Harris County Sheriff's Office announced that 20-year-old Eric Black was arrested, but he didn't surrender, but was found thanks to a tip. And the Sheriff's Office says there could be more arrests made in connection with the death of little Jasmine Barnes. The White House and Homeland Security are denying reports quoting union officials as saying that TSA airport workers are quitting their jobs or calling in sick since the government shutdown began. This is USA Radio News.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A death row inmate in Nevada dead after what appears to be a suicide. Scott Dozier was sentenced to death in 2007 for the 2002 murder and robbery of Jeremiah Miller. A Nevada Department of Corrections spokesperson says Dozier was not on a suicide watch and was alone in his cell. Reports are he'd been put in isolation because he had threatened to commit suicide recently. There are huge concerns at a nursing home following an unexpected and as yet unexplained birth. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Police are investigating a Phoenix nursing home where a woman in a vegetative state gave birth last month. Hacienda Healthcare has increased security since the boy was born, but many patients' relatives are angry and nervous. Angela Gomez says she's thinking of pulling her son out of the facility, but says her options are limited.
My heart hurts, my chest hurts because of what occurred here.
The woman who gave birth suffered severe brain damage in a drowning accident and had been at the facility for more than 10 years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In the Democrats' weekly address, Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen slams President Trump as the partial government shutdown continues past the 2-week mark.
About 80% of federal employees are based outside of the extended Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, and almost 1/3 of federal workers are veterans. This government shutdown is part of a larger pattern of a president who puts his personal whims and his effort to score political points before the needs of the American people.
On the other side of the argument, White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says border security is indeed a necessity, and he's slamming Democrats for the types of solutions they've been offering.
We're in a national security crisis right now and a humanitarian crisis. The situation we face along the border is no longer tenable, and the Democrats are offering status quo solutions to a crisis situation.
Gidley was speaking on Fox and Friends, and the Golden Globes will be awarded tonight as the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's nod to the best of movie making. Vice, about former Vice President Dick Cheney, has 6 nominations, leading all other films. A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite each collected 5. The Golden Globe Awards will be airing tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.